Magandang umaga po sa inyo lahat. Happy New Year! Tagal natin di nakita. Last year ko pa kayo nakita. Anyway, ano ba ang New Year's resolution po ninyo? No? Anong, meron ba kayong New Year's resolution? Magda-diet na? Tama yan. Preparation for our prayer and fasting. Mag-gym na? Maglalakad na? No? Magbabawas na ng pag-inom? Yun ba? Merong isang New Year's resolution niya ay patatabain ko ang lahat ng aking mga kaibigan para magmukha akong payat. Ayan. Gandang New Year's resolution. You know, but New Year's resolution, they never really work. No? Madalas talaga hindi nag-work ang New Year's resolution. Tanongin niyo ako, bakit? Kasi po, it's from the outside in, not from the inside out. No? So, ito po ay parang we're trying to change the external. Pero kung walang pagbabago sa loob, wala po talaga mangyayari. It's purely regimental. Kaya it won't work. But let me propose to you a better way. No? If you have your Bibles with you, buksan natin ang mga Biblia natin, welcoming the decade, the new decade, no, in the year 2020. Genesis chapter 5, verse 21 to 24. Tumayo po tayong lahat, mga kapatid, as we read this passage, and we begin by walking with God. Amen ba? Okay, so Genesis chapter 5, verse 21 to 24. Yung pong Genesis ay ang unang aklat ng Biblia. Nakita niyo na ba? Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 to 24. Basahin po natin sabay-sabay. Ready, go. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked faithfully with God, then he was no more, because God took him away. Can you say walking with God? Again, walking with God. Kung meron mang pagkakakilanlan itong ating character ngayon, ay ito yung lalaki na lumakad kasama ng Diyos. No? Palayin po ang kanyang salita. Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, sa umagang ito, we come before you with all humility and surrender, thanking you for what transpired last year and even last decade, and getting excited about this year and this new decade. Pagpalaya mo po kami, Panginoon, na banal mong Espiritu. And as always, we are not sure about the future, but there's one thing that we are sure of, that you are faithful and that you will always be with us. Kaya salamat po, Panginoon, for this truth, this unchanging truth. We give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Please be seated in the presence of God. So, Enoch. No? Siguro first time niyong narinig yung salitang Enoch. Isa po siyang Bible character, hindi masyadong kilala. At sabi ko nga, kung may pagkakakilanlan sa kanya, siya yung lalaki na lumakad kasama ng Diyos. At ang sabi dito, siya po'y hindi na nasumpungan. He was no more because he was taken. Hindi po siya nakidnap. Hindi po siya nawala na parang bula. But God took him away. He was raptured in a way. Raptured. He was, or in other words, he was translated. Siya ho yung unang nakaranas ng translasyon. Si Enoch. No, he never experienced death. Hindi po niya naranasan ng kamatayan. At bakit ba niya hindi naranasan ng kamatayan? Bukod tangi lang po siya yung hindi nakaranas ng kamatayan. Kasama niya dyan si Elias o si Elijah. They both never experienced death. At ang reason why Enoch never experienced death is because he walked with God. Okay. Kaya walking with God is, parang we need to probe deeper. Ano ba meron doon sa paglalakad kasama ng Diyos? No? At bakit nagkaroon ng malaking kakaibahan sa buhay nitong si Enoch. So let's try to read the commentary of Enoch from the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5 to 6. Sabi po sa verse 5, by faith, kasi po yung pong buong chapter 11 ng Hebrews ay may kinalaman sa pananampalataya or faith. Ito po yung mga bayani ng pananampalataya or hall of faith na tinatawag. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life. So he was translated to another dimension. Hindi po natin alam kung saan. May mga nagsasabi that probably he was and still alive until now, and he's somewhere in Eden. No? Secluded and isolated, but he's still alive. Meron mga nagsasabing ganun. But he was taken away from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For, ito na ang explanation why. Before he was taken, ito daw ang dahilan, he was commended as one who pleased God. Siya po pala yung isang lalaking nakapagpaligaya sa Diyos. At paano niya napaligaya ang Diyos? By walking with Him. Walking with faith or walking by faith. Bakit? Ang sabi sa verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Okay. So walking with God is not just an exercise, no? Siguro nung pang October, ni-reveal ng Lord sa atin na our theme for this year is walking with Him or discipleship walk. Sabi ko nga, 2020 is such a good year. Kasi ang ganda nung 2020, di ba? Pagka sa 2020, you think, at first, ang una mong iniisip is vision. Tama ba? 2020 vision. Malinaw na vision. Nakitang-kita mo. Sipat na sipat mo kung ano mga mangyayari. At dahil malinaw ang vision mo, kita mo yung mga dakilang bagay na pwedeng mangyari sa iyong buhay. Are you excited about that? That God has in store greater things for you this year? Yes. No? Pero sabi, mangyayari lang yon if we know how to walk with Him. Walking with Him. There are three things about walking with God. No? Number one is walking with God delights Him. No? Walking with God delights Him. Kapag ka daw pong ikaw ay lumakad kasama ng Diyos, siya'y natutuwa dito. Imagine mo, you're walking with someone that you cannot see. Believing with someone that you don't see. No? Faith, sabi nga po ni Dr. Ariel Hornales, nung nag-speak siya dito about 2 years ago, faith is not a leap in the dark. Ang faith hindi yung bahala na, tumalo na lang tayo kahit di natin alam ang mangyayari. That's not faith. Bahala na kung ano, basta tatalon tayo o tatawid tayo. Bahala na si Lord. Hindi po ganun ang faith. Faith is not a leap in the dark, but faith is a jump into the arms of a loving Father. Amen po ba? Kaya po yung pananampalataya, it pleases God. It pleases Him. Bakit po napi-please ang Panginoon? Because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists. Anyone who comes to Him must believe that He is. Yun po yung sabi sa verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He is. Can you say He is? Hindi sinabing it is. But He is, meaning God is a person. God has emotions. God has feelings. God has a mind. God has thoughts. Hindi siya power. Hindi siya puwersa. Hindi siya isang energy lang. No? So anyone must come to Him, must believe that He is. He's a person. He's a person that you can talk to. He's a person that you can chat with. He's a person that you can believe in. No? Trust in. Why? Because He is a person. Kaya walking with Him. Di ba, pagka naglalakad ka, You don't normally walk with people that you don't like. Tama ba? When you take a walk, you don't walk with people you don't like. You only walk with people that you like. Amen ba? Masarap maglakad kung ang kasama mo maglakad ay ang boyfriend mo o ang girlfriend mo. Lalo kung ang kasama mo ay ang asawa mo. Ano? Naglalakad kayo sa luneta, magka-holding hands kahit walang pera. Di ba yung palakad-lakad lang kayo? You know, one of the things that I love, you know, is when we get to travel, kaming dalawang mag-asawa. Because when we get to travel, especially in places na talagang wala ka namang sasakyan, wala kang choice kundi maglakad. So, ang sarap lang nung nagpapalaboy-laboy kaming mag-asawa sa Singapore, no, kasi you have to ride the train, the MRT. Ang sarap lang magpalakad-lakad, no, sa mga bansang napuntahan namin. Because you get to enjoy, una, the sights, the sounds, no, the culture, the people, and most importantly, each other. Kaya I love to travel, I love to walk, no? Dito lang sa Pilipinas, di kami masyado nakakalakad kasi may sasakyan kami. Pero sabi ko, I will begin to really walk with my wife, no? So that we can enjoy each other. Kasi you cannot walk with someone you do not agree with. Meaning to say, when you walk with someone, you really like the person. In Amos chapter 3, verse 3, anong sabi doon, can two walk together with unless they are agreed? Maliban na lang kayo eh nagkakaisa ng destinasyon niyo at pupuntahan niyo, hindi ka magbabother maglakad. But walking is such an invigorating, rejuvenating thing. Hindi lang ito exercise for your body, but this is also good for building relationship. Kasi when you walk together, no? Hindi mo kinakailangan magsigawan, di ba? You know what I like about walking is that when you walk together, you're side by side, the closeness and the proximity. Yung malapitan kayo, you don't really need to shout at each other. Why? Kasi ang lapit yung sa isa't isa. Amen ba? Amen ba? Gusto nyo bang mapalapit ng ganun sa Panginoon? Na hindi mo kinakailangan humiyaw? No? Naalala ko yung kwento dun sa PBA, yung nung pumasok yung magkumpare, hindi sila magkita-kita doon sa PBA. At nakita niya yung kumpare niya nasa kabila ng bleacher. Kaya nang ginawa niya, sinisigawan niya, pare, pare, andito ako, pare, pare. Eh, nakakagulo, naiingayan po yung mga katabi. Ang sabi ng isa, pare, bakit hindi ka naman na, ito, binocular, sipati muna lang dito yung kumpare mo. Huwag kang sigaw na sigaw. Sinipat niya yung kumpare niya at nung makita niya sa binocular, lapit-lapit, sabi niya, pare, kangina ka pa ba dyan? When you are that close, you don't really need to shout. Amen ba? And the good thing about is the companionship that goes with walking together. The conversations that happen when you walk together. That's the most important thing. Kung ikaw nagsisimula kang gumawa ng isang bagay, you want to learn something new. By the way, God is up to something new in your life. Amen ba? Do you believe that? Forget about the former things. God is about to do something new. Kadadalaw lang po namin sa isang may sakit na Alzheimer's eh. At yung pong asawa, sinabi niya sa amin na malaking tulong daw, although medyo na-late na sila, para hindi ka daw magkaroon ng Alzheimer's, no? Do sa mga matatandang kasama natin dito, is try to do something new. Try to do something new. Kung ikaw daw ay nagki-keyboard at nagtutugtog ng piano, pagka medyo nakakaedad ka na, tutugtog ka ng piano, parang wala masyadong epekto yon. Kasi alam mo na yon eh. Why don't you try learning another instrument like a violin or a guitar? Try to do something new. Para daw yung brain mo nare-rewire. Amen ba? Para hindi ka na nag-uulyanin. Amen. Ang gandang tawag ng Alzheimer's, ano, pero sa Tagalog, ano lang yung ulianin na. O dementia, sabi. Pero you try to do a new hobby. Try to do something new. Kung wala kang sports, try to learn a new sport. No? or try to learn a new hobby that will make your mind active. And it will start rewiring itself, no? So that your mind is busy and it keeps on regenerating. Amen ba? So when you try to learn something, you know, the best way is not only to put your heart into it, but have someone coach you.
Di ba, kung ikaw, halimbawa, ngayon ka pala matututong maglakad, di ba? Halimbawa, baby ka, ngayon ka pala magsisimula maglakad. Pero yung nandyan yung tatay mo, naaalalayan ka, gagabayan ka, pagbaba ng stairs, no? Pagbaba mo ng stairs, aalalayan ka, at aakit ka, gagabayan ka ng tatay mo, no? Maglalakad kayo. Alam mo yung feeling na there is someone walking with you or guiding you every step of the way? The conversation becomes a distraction. To what?
To the pain and the hardships that goes with the learning how to walk.
Mahirap magsimula ng isang bagay. Painful. Pag naglalakad ka, madadapa. Pagka nagsisimula ka pala maglakad, no, ay madadupilas ka, masusubsob ka. Masakit sa tuhod, masakit sa katawan. Pero kung meron kang tatay na nandyan, conversing with you, and coaching you, and encouraging you, then it becomes worthwhile. Tama ba? Kasi nakakalimutan mo na yung pain. Nakakalimutan mo na yung hardships. Nakakalimutan mo na yung sugat sa paa mo. Bakit? Kinukwentuhan ka, kinukoach ka, sinasamahan ka. Kaya God delights in walking with you. Why? Because that's the only time that He can coach you. That's the only time that He can speak to you. That's the only time that He can encourage you. So that lahat ng mga hardships, lahat ng pain, lahat ng pawis, lahat ng hirap, napapalis lahat. Amen. So that's the beauty of walking with the Lord. And God is encouraging us all. Let's walk with Him. Don't get too far. Huwag ka magpakalayo-layo. Lumapit ka sa akin because I desire walking with you. So, Enoch walked with God. He lived 365 years. Translate that into days. So you can walk with God 365 days this year. Oops, sorry. Leap year pala ngayon. So 366. No? Yung mga wala pang boyfriend, pwede na. So God delights when you walk with Him. God delights when you listen to Him and you converse with Him. God desires it. Because that's the only time that He can open up His heart to you. That's the only time that He can open up the heavens and give you all the resources that you will ever need. Sa totoo lang, gustong-gusto ng Diyos na ibigay sa iyo yung lahat ng mga kayamanan ng langit. Kaya lang sa sobrang layo mo, hindi niya maiabot. So walking with God is such a beautiful thing. Kaya it's a good exercise for the body, it's a good exercise for your soul. Let's begin to walk with God because He delights in walking with you and me. Pangalawa, hindi lang po delightful sa Diyos ang maglakad na kasama siya. But another thing that is so delightful to God is walking disrupts death. And when I talk about death, it talks about something that siguro stops you from living. Prevents you from living the life that God has intended for you. Walking disrupts death, as far as Enoch was concerned. Kasi sabi po dito, Enoch was no more. Siya po'y nawala. He defied death. And they were, just like Elijah, they were translated by God to another dimension. Actually, that disruption of death is a reward.
Kasi ang sabi po doon sa Hebrews chapter 11, kung babalikan natin yon, chapter 11, verse 6, anyone without faith, it is impossible to please God. Why? Because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards, can you say rewards? That He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. So una natin nakita dito, you have to believe in the reality of God, that God is. Pangalawa, hindi lang you believe in the reality of God, but you believe in the responsiveness of God. Can you say responsiveness? When you say responsiveness, ibig sabihin ang Diyos ay tumutugon. Ang Diyos ay sa isang relasyon, siya ay, alam mo yun, nagre-reciprocate. When you walk with God, He doesn't waste your time. Because He rewards. And He's a great rewarder. And the greatest reward that Enoch received, no, is when the pattern of death was disrupted. Kung mapapansin nyo, babalikan natin yung Genesis chapter 5. Look at the genealogy of Adam in chapter 5. Nagsimula na po ang sabi, and Adam lived and he died at age 930. Verse 5. And Seth lived and he died at age 912. Grabe yung tatanda ng mga tao noon, ano? Sino sa inyo dito gusto mabuhay ng 900 years? Grabe, ano? 912 si Seth. Enos lived and he died at 905. Verse 11. Kenan, anak ni Enos, lived and died at age 910. Mahalalel died at age 895. Normal lang sa kanila yun, ano? 900 years old. Jared died at age 962. Then all of a sudden, Enoch, kakaiba sa lahat. Hindi po siya namatay. But he was given 365 years on earth because in verse 24, he was translated, he was taken by God. Then Methuselah, 969, the oldest man who ever lived, 969, Methuselah, and Lamech, 777, and Noah, 950. So this is a genealogy of death. There is a cycle. Pinakita dito ni Moses na pumasok na ang sumpa ng kamatayan sa mga tao. Alam nyo kung ba? Si Moses kasi ang sumulat nito eh. Nung sinulat niya to, kasi naman, di ba nasa ilang sila Moses, wilderness for 40 years? 2.5 million people, tama? Ang dinala ni Moses from Egypt. Sabihin mo na 1.5 million doon ang mga adults. At ang sabi ng Diyos, mamamatay itong 1.5 million na to in the wilderness for 40 years. Kung i-divide mo yung 1.5 million people sa 40 years and 365 days, araw-araw may nakikita si Moses na 100 taong namamatay. Every day, naglilibing sila ng 100 na tao para lang maubos yung 1.5 million in 40 years. So there is a cycle of death during the time of Moses. At pinakita niya doon sa Genesis chapter 5 na isa-isa nang namamatay. Oh. Pero biglang nagkaroon ng break. Break. Biglang nagkaroon ng disruption. Something happened. Someone just defied death. And it was Enoch. At what a reward that God has given itong kay Eno. In the midst of a generation that no longer believes in God, in the midst of a generation na lalo, di ba? Kasi pagkatapos ni Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah, after nung panahon na ni Noah, alam na natin na nangyari, there was a flood. Sapagkat ito pong mga generation na to, mga naging buktot na, mga tampalasan, mga halang na ang kaluluwa ng mga tao, at nagalit na ang Diyos at pinuksa niya na ang mundo sa pamamagitan ng baha. Okay. So during the time of this wicked generation, there came out a guy named Enoch who walked with God. Minsan pala, yung mga trahedya ng buhay natin causes us, no, to reflect. And then, sometimes it brings us to our knees. Sometimes yung mga balita na posibleng magkaroon ng World War III dahil kay Donald Trump, nagkaroon ng unity ang Iran at Iraq, at pwede mag-trigger ito ng World War III, well, that will really send you to your knees and pray, Lord, please, have mercy. Na kapag nakikita po, nararamdaman mo yung lindol sa Mindanao na parang papalapitan ng palapit dito. And people are saying that the big one might hit anytime, Metro Manila. If that will not bring you to your knees, no? Ganon din si Enoch nung panahon niya. That brought him to his knees and he walked with God. Because of the wicked generation, the wickedness in the generation. Nakakalungkot kasi po, sa panahon natin ngayon, yung United Methodist Church ay hindi na united. They are disunited na. Why? Because of one issue, LGBT. Merong faction ng Methodista na gusto nilang isulong yung pagpapakasal ng mga LGBT. Merong another faction, ayaw nila ng ganun. Kahapon lang, nung nasanunod kami ng, nasaglit lang kami nakatingin sa Eat Bulaga, napanood niyo ba yun? Bawal ang judgmental? Nalulungkot lang ako doon. Naiiyak ako. May ako ng tawad sa Diyos kasi yung bang paglaladlad sa harapan ng telebisyon, sa harapan ng kamera, ay parang okay lang na sabihin mo na ako'y bakla at ako'y may ka-live-in, in fact, 19 years old. At anong pakiramdam mo ngayon na sinabi mo yan at nalaman ng nanay mo, ako'y malaya na. Ganyan. So okay na ba yun? I mean, hey, so kung may ka-live-in ka, gumagawa ka ng kasalanan, inihayag mo in public, before the camera and the whole Philippines, no, nalaman na ikaw ay bakla. So, does that make everything right? This is a generation of Enoch. The generation of Noah. They all turned their backs on God. If a church begins to make adjustments based on the current culture, then that church is no longer following the scripture. It's following the lost. Kapag ang church na nag-a-adjust sa sinasabi ng mundo, naligaw na ang church. Kasi hindi na eh. Hindi na scripture. Culture na ang namamayan at namamayagpag. Merong nag-prophesy, siguro last year, nang sabi, kung itutuloy ng Australia, ang pagpapasa ng bill for same-sex marriage, then maglalagablab ang buong Australia. And that's exactly what's happening right now. Pero minsan, inaalaw ng Lord so that, you know, these people will call on the name of the Lord and that they will begin to walk with God. Well, because of that, yung mga atheists natututong mag-pray. Pero wag sana mangyari sa atin dito, no? Na para lang matutong tumawag ang mga tao sa Diyos at ayusin ang kanilang mga buhay, ay kinakailangan pa magkaroon ng trahedya. Good thing, most of our brethren in Australia are doing fine naman, no? I communicate with some of them and they're telling us na continue to pray for them kasi nasa 49 degrees Celsius na yung heat tsaka yung smoke matindi. Can we pause for a moment? No? Just pray for Australia right now. Lord God, kami po'y namamanhik sa iyo. Alang-alang po sa isang bansa na ngayon ay inaapula ng apoy. Dalangin po namin, Panginoon Diyos, na yung sagipin ng bansang ito, patawarin, Panginoon, na dalangin namin kahabagan mo. Magpadala ka po ng maraming ulan sa lugar na ito, Lord God, upang matigil na po ang sunog sa mga rural areas, sa mga coastal areas, Lord God. We pray, Father, that you have mercy and make this, Lord, incident an avenue by which these people will call upon you and begin to walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. So yun po yun. So, kita natin how the Lord has rewarded Enoch, because in the midst of a wicked generation, he decided to stand up for God. And he decided to walk with God. Despite the whole world is walking that direction, he walked this direction. Kaya nga he was commended. Anong sabi doon ano? For before he was taken, he was commended. Can you say commended? He was commended. There was a commendation, there was a testimony, there was a witness. Imagine it was God Himself commending Enoch. Ano pong di-describe si Enoch? Actually, when you look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 14 to 15, ang sabi do, Jude, verses 14 to 15, ang sabi doon, nandyan ba yung slide, next slide? Yeah. Enoch, sabi dito, the writer of Jude says, the seventh from Adam. Why would the writer of Hebrews bother to write the seventh from Adam? Kasi he want to make it sure that it was the right Enoch. Kasi po nung panahon nila Adan, nila Cain, nila Seth, Enoch po is a popular name. Enoch is parang Juan, parang Pedro. Yan po yung salitang Enoch. No? Pero niliwanag po dito na yung Enoch na ito is the seventh from Adam. Hindi po yung anak ni Cain. Kasi po si Cain merong anak. Ang pangalan niya ay Enoch din. In fact, yung Enoch na pangalan ng anak ni Cain ay naging pangalan ng isang syudad. Naging popular. Pero ang tanong, kanino mo mas gustong maging sikat? Sa paningin ng tao o sa paningin ng Diyos? Yung unang Enoch, sikat sa mundo. Nakapangalan yung city sa kanya. No? Talagang nandun yung pangalan niya. Kumbaga, yung kalye, ipinangalan sa kanya. Ganun siya kasikat. Madalas, gusto natin eh. May mga kalyeng nakapangalan sa atin. May mga building na nakapangalan sa atin. Gusto natin maging popular. Gusto natin maging sikat. But would you rather be commended by men? Where God can make a commendation about you? Mas gusto ko yung commendation from God. Mas gusto ko magsimula kasama ang Diyos. At alam niyo ba yung salitang Enoch? Ang ibig sabihin ng Enoch ay beginning. Wow. It's the beginning of discernment. It's the beginning of understanding. Enoch means beginning. And God gave, you know, Enoch a new beginning. In a generation where the cycle of death is prevalent, God gave him a break. God broke the pattern of death and rewarded Enoch with a new beginning. Kaya excited po tayo. Ako, excited ako for this new decade. Kung isasummarize ko yung decade ng 2010 hanggang 2020, siguro one word. I can summarize 2010 to 2020 with one word, and that is discipleship. That's when we began disciple making at nagpatuloy po tayo for the whole one decade. And I praise God for that. No? Ngayon, excited ako sa susunod na dekada. No? You know, I'm looking at global missions. I'm looking at, you know, impacting the world through Crossroads. Are you with me? Amen po ba? Let's go together. Let's walk with the Lord. We don't really need to run. Just walk with Him and He will open up doors for us. He will begin to open doors for us. Doors that had been closed before. When you walk with God, there's a fresh start. Amen. When you walk with God, He will open doors that has been closed for so long. When you walk with God, there's a new beginning for you. Just like Enoch. Amen? Amen ba? Kaya kung titingnan mo yung mga edad, ano? Tatanda na nung iba, 900, 900, 900. Pero kung i-scale mo yan, parang 90 years old. Si Enoch, mga nasa 36 years old nung siya kinuha ni Lord. Hindi para mamatay, ah. He was very young. So walking with God has nothing to do with age. It has nothing to do with time. It has something to do with trust. You trust Him. Kasi merong iba, tatanda na sa Panginoon eh, pero wala naman nangyayari. Iba, tatanda na sa church, pero wala rin nangyayari. But it's a matter of trusting God. And welcome this new decade, this new year, with a commitment to say, Lord, I want to walk with you. Dalhin mo ako sa mo ako gustong dalhin. At gagawin ko kung ano mo gustong gawin ko. May this be our commitment to the Lord for this year. Amen? Hindi yung paplanuhin ko, Lord, kung anong gagawin ko. They just walk with Him. Because every step of the way, He will reveal to you what will happen next. You don't need to see the whole year or the whole 10 years. Pwede meron kang konting idea about what will happen for the next 10 years or this year. But you know, every step of the way, when you walk with Him, you don't need to rush. There is no need to rush. There is no need to panic. Because as you walk with Him, He will supply everything that you need. Amen? And He will guide you every step of the way. Pwede pong palakpakan natin ang Panginoon sa Kanyang kabutihan sa atin. Praise God. Praise God. At panghuli, una nakita natin, you know, walking with God, it delights Him. Walking with God disrupts death or anything that paralyzes you or anything that stops you or anything that prevents you from really living. God can disrupt that when you walk with Him. He can give you a new beginning. Amen. Panghuli, you know, is that, you know, walking with God defines your calling. It will define your true north. Kung saan ka patungo. No? Ang sarap na no, when you walk with God, you don't really need a map. When you're lost in a jungle, would you rather have a map or a guide? Di ba, mas gusto mo na yung guide. Di mo na kailangan ng mapa. Bakit? May guide ako. May katutubong taga doon, mayroong Sherpa, pwede akong i-guide palabas kung ako'y naligaw. At ang sabi ng Panginoon, you don't need a map because I am the way. Amen? I am the truth and I am the life. Jesus is the way. Hindi niya sinabing, I know the way. Hindi niya sinabing, I will show you the way. Ang sabi ni Jesus, I am the way. Kaya ang sarap lang to walk with the Lord because hindi ka maliligaw. No? So He will define your calling. And for Enoch, he chose to walk with the Lord. And when you walk with the Lord, you will be out of step with the world. When you walk with the Lord, you will be out of step with the world. Because you will hear a different drum beat. Ibang tunog ang maririnig mo eh. Hindi mo maririnig yung sinasabi ng mundo. Ang maririnig mo ay sinasabi ng Diyos. Kaya lang talagang medyo mabubuli ka. When you walk with the Lord, medyo tataasan ka ng kilay. Kapag lumakad kang kasama ng Panginoon, hindi lahat maligaya para sa'yo. Kung lalakad kang kasama ng Panginoon, may mang-iinis sa'yo. May matatawa sa'yo. May manlilibak sa'yo. Pag lumakad kang kasama ng Panginoon, may ngingising parang aso sa'yo. Kasi hindi tanggap ng mundo ang paraan ng Diyos. Kaya nga noong panahon ni Enoch, it was Jude, verse 14 to 15, sabi dito, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about them. Enoch did not only walk with the Lord, but and walked against the tide, against the crowd, but he made a stand and he had his prophetic voice heard. He prophesied about them. Sabi niya, see, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of His holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all of them, all the ungodly acts that they have committed in their ungodliness and of the defiant words ungodly sinners have spoken against Him. So, hindi lang ho naging buhay na patotoo itong si Enoch, kundi siya ay hindi nanahimik. Hindi ho siya nanahimik sa isang sulok at hinayaan na lang ang mundo ay mabulok, kundi siya po'y nagsalita. He made His voice known. And He made sure that the ungodly knew that it isn't right.
He made sure that what's wrong is wrong and what is sin. Hindi siya yung nag-backtrack, no? Nagtago at nagsabing, bahala na kayo sa buhay ninyo. No, no, he made sure that the people knew. Kagaya ni Joshua, nung sinabi ni Joshua na hindi ko kayang pigilan kung ano gusto niyong gawin sa buhay ninyo. Pero titiyakin ko sa inyo, para sa akin at para sa aking sambahayan, maglilingkod ako sa Diyos. Ewan ko sa inyo kung anong gusto niyong gawin. Ewan ko sa inyo, hindi ko kaya kayong disiplinahin, hindi ko kayang ituwid ang inyong landas. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He made the stand. Now, kapatid, if in the campus, you're the only one who knows that you're a Christian, then you're not walking with God. If in the company, if in the factory, ikaw lang ang nakakaalam na ikaw ang Kristiyano doon sa buong factory, then you're not really walking with God. Are you walking with God? It's so simple. Wala nang masyadong rules and regulations. Just walk with Him and enjoy Him. No? At hindi lang po, meron siyang prophetic voice, but He has a fathering purpose. He fathered the next generation, Methuselah. This is very interesting. Ang sabi po doon sa verse, when Enoch fathered Methuselah, when Enoch, after he became the father of Methuselah, something happened to him. When he became a father, something changed. May mga lalaki po na nagbabago nung nagkaanak na eh. May mga tumitino dahil nagkaanak na eh. Pero something happened when he became a father of Methuselah. But sino ba si Methuselah? Si Methuselah po yung pinakamatandang taong nabuhay sa buong mundo. Ano bang ibig sabihin ng pangalang Methuselah? It's interesting. Ito po ang ibig sabihin ng pangalang Methuselah. When he dies, judgment will come. That's the meaning of the name Methuselah. Kapag ka namatay si Methuselah, that's the judgment day. So ang ibig palang sabihin nito, si Methuselah ay parang time bomb. Na habang buhay si Methuselah, may pag-asa. Pero the moment na mamatay si Methuselah, darating yung judgment. Let's make a computation. Nung pinanganak si Methuselah ni Enoch, di ba? At si Methuselah ay nag-birthday. Nung nag-187 birthday siya, no, pinanganak niya si Lamech. Naging anak niya si Lamech. At tong si Lamech naman ay nag-celebrate ng kanyang 182nd birthday, pinanganak naman si Noah. At si Noah, nung nag-500th birthday, sino gusto magkaroon ng 500th birthday celebration? Nung si Noah ay naging 500th birthday, naging anak niya si Shem, si Ham, tsaka si Japheth. At nung si Shem ay nag-celebrate ng kanyang 100th birthday, that's the 600th birthday of Noah, Methuselah died. And you know what happened on the 600th birthday of Noah? The flood came. Kung i-add up mo yan, ano, 187 plus 182 plus 500 plus 100, that is 969. And that's the number of years that Methuselah lived. And true to the word, and true to the prophecy, pag namatay si Methuselah, judgment day. Grabe, ano? Eh kung ikaw si Enoch, ikaw yung tatay ni Methuselah, anong gagawin mo? Gagawin ko ang lahat para hindi mamatay si Methuselah. Di ba? Dahil habang buhay si Methuselah, may pag-asa. Tama ba? Habang, actually, the life of Methuselah is the demonstration of God's mercy. Pupuksay na ng Diyos eh, ang mundo eh, Pero tumagal pa eh. Bakit? Humaba ang buhay ni Methuselah eh. Kaya palagay ko, si Enoch, ang naging passion niya, no? Ay alagaan talaga si Methuselah, gabayan si Methuselah para wag siya mapahamak. Siguro, in-isolate niya si Methuselah. Siguro, kinuwarantine niya ito. Siguro, sinugurado niya na may vaccine ito para mahaba ang buhay. Sinugurado niya na hindi ito dadapuan ng langaw. Sinugurado niya ito kakain ng gulay para humaba ang buhay. Sinigurado niya na ang lifestyle ni Methuselah will live long. Why? Because the next generation, nakataya ang buhay ng next generation. If ever Methuselah dies, then the civilization will also die. Humanity will also expire. Kaya siguro sa sobrang tuwa ng Diyos kay Enoch, Enoch, you did well in taking care of Methuselah. And I enjoy walking with you. Kaya lang, baka pag pinahaba ko pa yung pagstay mo dito sa lupa, baka hindi na mamatay si Methuselah. Kaya I'd better take you with me. After 300 years of walking with me, let's go. Ano? Amazing. And the flood came when Methuselah died. It's a calling for us also. That the next generation is in your hands. Na ang susunod na henerasyon ay nasa kamay mo. How you take care of the next generation. How you take care of the children. Hindi naman ako malagret at na magagalit sa matatanda. But we need to guide the millennials. We need to disciple them because they are the key, no, for the survival of humanity. So what's our true north? Ano ba yung true north natin? Just like Enoch, para gabayan tayo so that we can walk with the Lord toward the right path. Ano ba yung magigiya sa atin? Ano ba yung magbibigay sa atin ng direksyon? Kasi ang ginagawa ni Satanas ay wasakin ang buhay natin, natanggalan tayo ng direksyon sa buhay. Ang utak ni Satanas, kung ikaw malilito ka niya, mapapahamak ang susunod na henerasyon. Kung ikaw malilibang ka niya, then pabulusok ang susunod na lahi. Kung ikaw makukonfuse ni Satanas at madidepress ka, malulungkot ka, ay yung susunod na lahi, wala na rin kwenta. Yun ang plano ni Satanas. To disorient you, to confuse you, so that we will not have a sense of direction. People perish for lack of direction. People perish for lack of vision. Merong isang kaharian na ang kanilang parusa sa mga yung akala nila yung mga subversibo, mga rebelde, no, ay ikulong sa isang isolation chamber. Nagkataon yung isa sa mga prinsipe ay napaghinalaan na parang may plano siya. Matalino eh. May plano siyang gibain ang kaharian. Pero hindi naman totoo yun. Pero alam niya ang kanyang kahihinatnan. Siya'y ikukulong sa isang malabartolina na kuweba na hindi mo alam, walang liwanag. At marami nang naikulong doon na paglabas, baliw na. Kasi ang tawag dyan is sensory deprivation eh. Hindi mo, wala kang makita, wala kang marinig, wala kang maamoy, wala lahat. Pagkakaitan ng lahat ng iyong mga senses. And once you are deprived with this sensory perception, no, it will set in your mind and you will be deranged, you will be insane.
Dahil you're confused. You're at a loss. Maraming nadidepress. At bandang huli, nababaliw. Paglabas ng Bartolina na yan, wala na sa sarili. Eh, doon siya dadalin. Pero ang ginawa niya, nung dinala siya doon, nagdala siya ng apat na bato. At pagpasok na pagkasok sa Bartolina na yon, ang ginawa niya, yung apat na bato, nilagay niya yung isa dyan, inilagay niya yung isa sa likod, inilagay niya yung isa dito, inilagay niya yung isa dyan. Para saan yung bato? Matapos po ang ilang, mga 1 month yata, na nakaulong siya doon. Nung inilabas po siya, he was still sane. Matino pa rin. But what kept him sane? Sabi niya ganun, yung apat na bato gave him like coordinates. Yung apat na bato nagbigay sa kanya ng sense of direction. No? Na itong bato na to, nandyan yan. Itong bato, nandito. No, kahapon, nandyan ako. Ngayon, dito naman ako sa kabila. At pupunta naman ako sa kabila bukas at susunod sa kabila dito. So it gave him a sense of direction where he is and where he was, and God kept him sane. Ang bato natin, walang iba kundi ang Panginoong Jesus. Amen ba? Siyang matibay nating bato at siyang magbibigay ng direction sa atin. He is the rock of our salvation. And He gives us direction. No? So, anong ating true north? Dalawa lang po ang ating true north, mga kapatid. Una, our true north is this, what God has done for you. Always remember what God has done for you. Always remember His grace in loving you, blessing you, and giving His Son to die on the cross to save you from your sins. Yun po yung pinakamahalaga sa lahat. Hindi ko kayo bibigyan ng payo na, oh, pagsimula ng taon na, mag-devotion kayo, babasahin niyo yung Bible, 3 chapters a day, ganyan, tapos mag-prayer and fasting kayo, attend kayo ng church, mag-memorize kayo ng verse, ha? Para nang ganun, gumanda ang buhay ninyo, those are good. But those are regimental kung wala sa puso. Kung gagawin mo lang yan out of fear of God, kung gagawin mo lang yan para ma-bless ka ni Lord for this year, then it won't work. Pero kung gagawin mo yan out of gratitude to God, knowing that He has loved you so much and that He gave His own life on the cross to save you, at ngayon, tagalangit ka na dahil sa Kanyang pag-ibig sa'yo at sa Kanyang pagmamahal sa'yo, then reading His Word is not a burden. Then prayer and fasting is not so hard. Ang prayer and fasting is parang na-inlove ka sa Lord. Sa sobrang in-love mo sa Lord, hindi ka makakain. Alam mo yun? Sa sobrang in-love mo kay Lord, hindi ka makatulog dahil in-love na in-love ka sa Kanya, dahil sa ginawa niya sa'yo. That's the motivation of what we're doing, brothers and sisters. It's all by the grace of God. Amen po ba? Pwede bang palapakan natin ang Panginoon sa Kanyang biyaya sa atin? It's all by His grace. Wala po tayong naitulong, wala tayong nagawa. It's all a redemptive journey. Can you say redemptive journey? It all starts at the cross. It all starts with Jesus, our rock. Siya po yun eh. Kaya hindi po tayo regimental, ha? Na, oh, wag ka na maninigarilyo, ha? Oh, wag ka na magiinom, oh, bawal to, bawal yan, bawal re, wag ka pupunta dyan. Hindi ka dapat pupunta dito, dito ka lang pupunta. That's being too religious. We're not that kind of people. Amen? We're a people who live with gratitude in our hearts. Kaya nung ako'y nakakilala sa Panginoon, ako'y 15 anyos. Kasi kami po yung mga 15 years old po, mga nagiiinom na kami nun. Naninigarilyo, nagigimik, nagbabar. Pero nung nakilala ko ang Lord at age 15, no, something changed. Nawala po yung gana ko sa barkada. tumigil na ako sa pagsama doon sa pagiinuman nila. Misa, sumama pa ako sa bar. Nung nasa bar ako, sabi ko, ba't ako nandito? Parang hindi ako kabilang dito. You know, something changed inside. Na pinilit kong baguhin ang sarili ko sa mahabang panahon, hindi ko mabago-bago eh. Kasi nga pagbabago, regimental. Ini-impose sa'yo yung pagbabago. Eh, hindi pwedeng ganun. Dapat magsimula dito sa loob. Nagsimula yun nung pumasok si Jesus sa aking puso. At siya nang natanggal ng gana sa sigarilyo, nagtanggal ng gana sa beer, nagtanggal ng gana sa paggigimik-gimik, paglalakwatsa, pagbubulakbol, pagkakating classes, pandadaya sa exam. Siya ho, ang nagbago sa akin. Kasi nung pumasok siya sa puso ko. And what's my true north? My true north is thankful sa Lord for what He did for me. Ginagawa kong lahat ng ito, hindi dahil obligasyon ko to. Ginagawa ko dahil mahal ko siya. Dahil una niya akong minahal. Amen? Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon Diyos sa buhay. At pangalawa, is what God is calling you to do. What God is calling you to do. Yan ang true north mo. Kaya napakahalaga ng walking with God eh, kasi He will show you the way. He is not just the way, but He will show you the way to walk. Kaya iniligtas ka ng Panginoon, pinatawad ka ng Panginoon. No, ano naman, meron kang mission, meron kang divine assignment. And you have to find that out. Kung ikaw'y pinatawad ng Panginoon, ikaw ay minahal ng Panginoon, kahit ganyan ka, hindi man magbago yung misis mo, hindi man magbago yung mister mo, no, eh, matututunan mo rin mahalin at tanggapin kahit hindi siya magbago. Ngayon, kung hindi magbago yung mga tao sa paligid mo, hindi ka magwawala. Hindi ka magmamaktol at hindi ka maninisi. No, kasi minsan may mga expectation tayo, nagbago na nga ako eh, no, ba't di ka nagbabago? We cannot change people. Only God can change them. Amen? But we can change someone and that is ourselves. That's our mission, no? Madala natin ang mga tao sa Panginoon. Madala natin ang ating kabiyak, madala natin ang ating mga anak, mailapit natin sa Panginoon. Our mission in life, that's our calling. No? Just like Enoch, he fathered Methuselah. We are also called by God to help others find Him. Amen. Ito pong January 10 to 17 is a very important season for us. This is our prayer and fasting season. 7 days of prayer and fasting po yan. Excited po tayo lahat dyan. Hindi lang dahil sa ipa-flash out natin ng lahat ng mga lechon na kinain natin at ng mga murkon at mga kinain nating alimango at hipon, ipa-flash out lahat ng mga toxin at lahat ng mga fats at mga sugar, no. That will also help. But most importantly, we do prayer and fasting because we want to hear from the Lord. We don't do it dahil meron tayong gustong hingin sa Kanya. We do it because we love Him. Amen? Noong pong nakuha ni Gary Valenciano yung awit ko na gaya ng dati, no? At tuwang-tuwa po ako na nakuha niya. Nag-prayer and fasting po ako. Marami na tanong sa akin, ba't ka nag-prayer and fasting? Nakuha na nga ni Gary. Sabi ko, gusto ko lang magpasalamat. I pray and I fast just to thank God. I was not asking for anything. I was so thankful. Hindi ako kumain dahil sa sobrang pagkapasalamat ko sa Panginoon. Wala akong hinihingi. I just thank Him. No? Sana magkaroon tayo ng ganong passion. Lord, I want to go in this season of prayer and fasting because I love You. And I'm so in love with You, I could hardly eat. I could hardly sleep because I'm so excited about meeting You. January 10 to 17. Then sa 10 po, lahat ng mga leaders, we have a meeting here. And then beginning 15, 16, 17, don't miss this, mga kapatid. This will be our night of fire. And this is gonna be so, so different and so, so exciting. Meron po tayong speaker. American. No? Can you just be here? Okay? And he will be teaching us something that we probably have never heard before. It's 70 times 7. Figure it out. Know what 70 times 7. But this will be our season of cleansing, our season of freedom. January 15, 16, 17. Gabi-gabi po yan. Tatlong gabi. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. And we'll be here together praying, fasting, no, and listening to the Lord. Amen po ba? So exciting po ang mangyayari sa atin for this year. What a way to start this year. No? So mga kapatid, in short, let me summarize everything. Ang true north mo, kapatid, is always look unto the Lord for His grace, for loving you for who you are. No, He died on the cross for you. At pangalawa, He's calling upon your life. Don't forget that. Okay? And as you walk with God, there are three things that's for you. Number one is that it's delightful to the Lord. He's pleased when you walk with Him. Pangalawa, it disrupts everything that prevents you from living. Pangatlo, no, it defines your calling. Amen? Always remember, the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. Well, maybe you're asking, Pastor, hindi naman ako kagaya mo, the very spiritual that you can hear from God. Paano mo makinig sa Diyos? Siguro sinasabi mo rin, Pastor, I have no 2020 vision. No, I have no 2020 vision. Hindi kagaya mo, parang nakikita mo kung anong gustong gawin ng Lord, no? Paano naman kami, mga pangkaraniwang mga tao, parang hindi naman namin naririnig, hindi naman namin nakikita. Mga kapatid, wala rin naman ako naririnig at wala rin ako nakikita. But all I know is that the Lord is walking by my side and He's guiding my every step. Maaring iba ang paraan ng Diyos sa akin sa pangungusap niya sa akin. Iba naman ang paraan niya sa pangungusap niya sa iyo. Ang mahalaga lang, you walk with Him. Anywhere you go, nandito lang ako para sa iyo. And He's our Father God. Amen? Let's close our eyes. Let's pray. Panginoon, salamat po. Dahil as we begin the year, we know we will never go wrong because you are by our side. At Panginoon, as we begin the year, we want to start right. Gusto namin magsimula ng tama. At ang tama palang simula ay sa paanan ng krus. Kay Jesus. Ang matibay na bato magbibigay ng direksyon sa amin. Salamat, Panginoon. Kapatid, kung nais mong maranasan ang tamang pagpapasimula sa paanan ng krus, ito na yung panahon para ikaw ay magpasya na sabihin, Panginoon, nais kong lumakad na kasama ka. Magsisimula ako sa krus. Nais kita at kailangan kita bilang tagapagligtas at Panginoon ng aking buhay. Kung ito ang iyong panalangin, kapatid, pwede bang taas mo ang iyong kamay? I'd like to pray for you. If you want to start right this year, no? There's always a way to start, and this is the best way to start at the feet of Jesus. Can you just raise your hand, wherever you are? Maaring yung 2019 is a really bad year for you. 2019 must probably, you have made a lot of mistakes. You blew it big time. But God is giving you another chance, a new beginning. You start the Lord with the Lord afresh. Can I see your hand? Yes, I see your hand. God bless you. Yes, I see your hand. God bless you. Anyone else? Ay, salamat sa Panginoon. Salamat po. Pwede na ibaba mga kamay. Meron pa ba? Praise God. Salamat sa Panginoon. Meron tayong new beginning in the Lord. Okay. Pangalawa, is there any one of us here na gusto mong malaman, Lord, I want to know my calling in my life. What is my true north? Lord, give me direction for 2020. Give me vision for 2020. This is your prayer. Can you just raise your hand, whatever you are? Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tumayo tayong lahat, mga kapatid. And let's just worship the Lord as you come forward.